You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for June 15th. I don't know early episodes chapter and verse, but in almost 50 years of televised Doctor Who, I don't think we've ever seen a regular companion character that appeared to have a religious philosophy. At all. Just running the numbers, that seems pretty improbable. I mean, 36 companions, half coming from contemporary Earth, and if any of them subscribed to a faith, we couldn't have noticed it. The classic and new series have this in common, a generally hands-off approach to religion. Sure, there are a few elbows to the ribs. Weapons, teleportation, and religion are forbidden on Platform 1. And the Doctor took the last room in Bethlehem and started to tell Lady Christina what really happened on Easter. Otherwise, it's a non-subject. At first, that seems to me like a great dramatic opportunity. For a change, bring in a companion character who practices a modern organized religion and set that contrast against the Doctor's rational 900-year mind. The Doctor himself is obviously not religious. As a Time Lord, most of the mysteries of creation are his to witness. The Impossible Planet and the Satan Pit showed him willing to acknowledge that there may be some things he can't explain, yet. Gridlock shows his impatience with religion as a substitute for problem-solving. How would he and a companion of faith work together? I think that would make for great drama, at first, and then turn into a can of worms that would have been better left unopened. Now, I'm not dogmatic about it, but I do have a religious identity, and if I became the Doctor's companion, you can bet I'd have a few destinations in mind. I'd want to see for myself if it was all true. For any devout companion character not to do so would fail the suspension of disbelief test, and if the show's producers did go there, that would put a BBC family sci-fi show in the position of confirming or rejecting an organized religion, and you thought romance in the TARDIS was controversial. So I don't see any characters boarding the TARDIS with even mildly apparent religious tendencies. In mainstream family television, you probably shouldn't ask a question when every possible answer is wrong or a cop-out. So modern religion is a topic for the sidelines. Still, it occurs to me, when he says this at the end of The Doctor Dances,
"Oh, come on. Give me a day like this. Give me this one."
Who else might he be talking to? And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for June 15th. Follow me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord or find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. I'm also on iTunes.